You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Governor Gavin Newsom says opening up workplaces and businesses again is the goal, but it's not going to happen by a date.
There's no light switch here. I would argue it's more like a dimmer.
Newsom says when it happens, life won't be how it was. Your waiter, for example, may be wearing gloves and a face mask.
Dinner where the menu is disposable, where the tables, half of the tables in that restaurant, no longer appear, where your temperature is checked before you walk in to the establishment.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
If we see a continued decline, not just flattening, but a decline in hospitalizations and ICUs, and we see this workforce and the infrastructure and PPE needs met, as we anticipate around May, first week in May, to start seeing the benefits and fruits of that, ask me the question then, and we will be in a very different place where we could be more prescriptive on giving people timelines.
That audio you heard from Fox News and Governor Newsom right there was from 14 months ago. Isn't that kind of shocking? Wow. Listen to him 14 months ago. And this is all. Now, keep in mind, he doesn't want to give up the emergency powers here in 6 days.
Because you have practiced physical distancing, the stay-at-home orders, you have bent the curve in the state of California. The models have changed because of your behavior. And that puts us in a position to be able to socialize again, to make public these private conversations we've been having about this next phase.
That was April 14th of 2020, 14 months ago. Here we are. Let's fast forward, shall we? 6 days away from the grand reopening. Woohoo! Right? It was announced on Friday that he's going, though, to keep his emergency powers in place, right? Even though California right now has one of the lowest COVID rates in the country, Nebraska has a third, Vermont's first with 6.9, South Dakota second, California is fourth right now. And Governor Newsom made big promises, right? Not small ones. He made a big promise. Big enticements with that, right? But now, Governor Newsom saying the one thing I'm certain of, there's uncertainty in the future. This is just last Friday. The emergency remains in effect after June 15th. This guy, whether it was last Friday or whether it was 14 months ago, he's not going to give up the power. And I said it. I said it when he announced June 15th was going to be the opening. I said, all right, but I don't trust him. I really don't.
Let's not make the mistake. Pulling the plug too early is...
Yeah, that was 14 months ago. Don't make the mistake of pulling the plug too early.
Much as we all want to. I don't want to make a political decision.
Don't drive off the road. I know, that's a side hurt laughter if it wasn't so downright serious.
That puts people's lives at risk and puts the economy at even more risk by extending the period of time.
We're going to put the economy at more risk if we extend this past April 14th of 2020. I'm playing all this back to you on day 448, mind you.
Before we can ultimately transition and get people moving again. So that's the sober reality.
You want to know why we're still on this lockdown, even though we have one of the lowest COVID case counts in America? Because nobody stood up to that 14 months ago. We got county supervisors all over the state. There are minus a few good ones, not here in our county, but they don't have the dangling unmentionables to even consider risking their own paychecks to stand up for those whose paychecks and livelihoods have been affected. Now, speaking of local, we had Fresno County Supervisor Nathan Magsig on, and he stated on this show back in September that he had no constitutional authority to stand up against Newsom. He said it to my face and to your ears. Well, well, the Supreme Court of the United States settled that one. Wouldn't it have been awesome if our board of supervisors had taken control of their mouthpiece of fear, Dr. Vora, and stood up to Newsom? If they had, the Supreme Court would have validated their wisdom and their courage. But they hid. They went silent after September of last year. Remember, I played you the audio repeatedly of our county supervisors taking a stand. Supervisor Buddy Mendez, Supervisor Steve Brandow, Supervisor Nathan Magsig, taking stands of, no, we're gonna stand up to this. This will hurt our economy. I mean, they took a lot of heat early on. So that gave me confidence that we'll have at least a little fence around Fresno County here, that this won't go on too long, because they're not going to give this emergency power that much time. They're not even standing up now that he's talking about continuing it. It's really sad. Actually, it's to justifiably anger you. Here's a classic example of a board of supervisors in California and how spineless they have been.
Two Sacramento County supervisors walk out of today's meeting. Voices raised as one county leader scolded the audience after seeing many not wearing masks inside the county chamber.
While we may only be 7 days away from reopening, restrictions are still in place. Some county leaders not willing to watch people disobey health orders when they're the ones preaching them.
These are the same individuals, not leaders. Not elected leaders, not political leaders. They are just elected officials that just laid down and got steamrolled. Now we know why they did.
Sacramento County Supervisor Patrick Kennedy not mincing words in his disappointment, even frustration at people not wearing masks at the county board meeting.
I don't care if you're in the public chambers. I don't care if you're on a bus. I don't care if you're at the French Laundry. You're to wear a mask. And the fact that it's not being followed.
I'm going to ask a
heated exchange over masks.
Sheeple, 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 sheeple leading people. Well, the people are standing up to the sheeple, and the sheeple don't like when people do that.
I couldn't just sit idly by and with good conscience not do something about it. When we, the county, are setting rules for others, we need to follow those rules too. We simply cannot preach water and drink wine.
Are you concerned that some would just take this as you're just trying to stomp your feet?
Yeah, good reporter, ABC Sacramento. Good question. That's what he's doing. See, she knows what he's doing, but she had to phrase it that way. You're just trying to make noise. Keep your power in the last 6 days. I have six more days to tell the man in the back what he put on his face diaper, even though there's three plexiglasses between us and I've had 18 vaccinations and I have a face mask on. I have power to tell that man in the back to put his on.
When we're just days away from reopening anyway.
People are going to judge me how they're going to judge me. I did what I felt was right. I followed my conscience and made what I thought was a principled decision.
I talked with Kennedy over Zoom, who called it a thumbing of the nose at public officials, prompting him to go as far as to walk out of the meeting.
I feel passionately that we as leaders in this community have to follow our own rules. So after the consent calendar, I will be removing myself to go upstairs.
Kennedy opting to finish the meeting from his office, with Supervisor Phil Cerna following suit.
I'm a California politician, and we got to follow our own rules, you know, like we do with the sanctuary state here in California, right? We have federal rules, federal laws, but no, we're not going to follow those here in California. We're going to act different, but we want you to act like us and follow the rules. Here's where you're going to have to wear a mask after we reopen on June 15th. Let's see, for those fully vaccinated, you're allowed to do almost anything you want. You can go to a grocery store, drink at a bar, go to the gym. If you're not vaccinated, you got to wear a mask. Here it comes, two-tier society. Here we go, not based on any form of science whatsoever, but more control. How will we know if you're vaccinated or not? They haven't announced that, but they probably will on June 15th. He'll wait for it, right? Or will they leave it up to the businesses to be the tyrants, to play Big Daddy, to play our doctors, right? You still have to wear a mask, any form of public transportation. If you're at a hospital, if you're at a prison, if you're at a homeless shelter, you still have a mask on. Indoor workplaces, we talked about this last week, where OSHA now requires masks to stay on. The exception, workers can go maskless if everybody in the room is fully vaccinated. So everybody in the room is fully vaccinated, right? Fully vaccinated. You got one guy in the corner that says, no, I'm not going to take an experimental vaccine. Not going to do that. Nope, not going to do it. Well, he's going to be the bad guy in the room, going to make everybody else, you know, like make the whole platoon run because Private Carey didn't button that button. We're all going to have to run. Everybody's going to hate Private Carey. Here's where we are, 559-230-4242. Paul in Exeter, welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hey, Trevor. Great to talk to you.
You too, Paul.
I just went to Las Vegas on Saturday and came back yesterday. In the casinos, they're wide open. I don't think 4% or 5% of the people were wearing masks. And people have, you know, people just get it right away. It's amazing.
And back to normal, it sounds like. That's Nevada. I think a lot of people in California have actually moved to Nevada because they don't want to live like California, but it requires people to live anymore.
Well, the silly thing is you get on the airplane, you have to wear the mask. But all the people in the casinos didn't wear any masks.
As airplanes are over the last few years, Paul, COVID or no COVID, I'm almost now, even before COVID, become a little germophobic. So that almost might be one place on an airplane where I would be like, hey, all right, let's all put on masks so I don't get the flu on my way to Christmas. In an enclosed tube at 35,000 feet going 600 miles an hour with people coughing and snorting and snooking all over the place. I'm talking about outside of any pandemic at all, Paul, but I'm starting to sound like Howard Hughes, aren't I?
Yeah, you are a little bit, but I was really happy to see it. It's like, people get it, really? It didn't take him any time at all to figure out those masks are just worthless.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we know now from Fauci's emails, Paul. Have you been following that Freedom of Information Act request where he stated any kind you're going to buy out there? We know he said in email that the virus is smaller than the holes in the mask. He knew it, but out in public saying the opposite.
Yeah, put two on instead of none.
Yeah. Paul, thank you, buddy, there in Exeter. Appreciate it. Let's go Clovis way and put Steve on. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Trevor.
Hey.
Yeah, when it comes to masks, June 14th is the last day I will even sort of wear it.
Are you one of these that will give it the good try? Like you'll go in with it on, but then a few minutes it's down, and pretty soon you're shopping with it. It's on your neck, so everybody will at least go, well, at least he put it around his. Or is that you?
Yep, sure is. Except it's not even on my nose when I walk in.
Hey, I went to I went to the dollar store to get some 2.0 readers. Then I went to Food for Less to get some rock stars, and I was just rolling around free nostriling it. My nostrils were free. Nobody said anything. Nobody even looked at me weird. You can't tell.
Mostly on my chin, if it's there at all.
Yeah, and
as of June 14th will be the last day that I even do that.
Hey, Steve, if you had seen four or five peer-reviewed studies that showed masks from, you know, John Hopkins, and you had individuals stating it, I probably would have masked up. But there was nothing out there. And the second and third and fourth opinions I got other than Zuckerberg and Facebook and Fauci said exactly what Fauci was saying in private, that the masks don't do anything.
I wear masks. I'm a heavy truck mechanic. And I wear masks, dust masks occasionally, and that's all these things are, is dust masks.
Yeah.
And anything down in the virus category, they don't stop.
Well, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but Steve, I did go out there and look up, and I found scientists and doctors that said exactly what Stephen Clovis is saying right there. It's the truth. Hey, follow the science. A poll showed 71% of Democrats still believe people should stay home as much as possible to avoid catching COVID. That was a Gallup poll that was out. Hey, we're going to talk to former Congressman Ron Paul. I'm very excited, and he's coming up right here at the bottom of the hour.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Congressman Ron Paul, former Congressman Ron Paul. I keep saying President Trump and have to correct myself. Former President Trump, former Congressman Ron Paul, former presidential candidate Ron Paul. Going to be on the show coming up bottom of the hour. I have had the opportunity. I think this will now be the third time. Yes, third time in my talk career. I got to have him on the show, and he's right up there in the top five of my favorite and of all political time. Not as much, though, as I guess Congresswoman Alyssa Milano would be, right?
I'm premenopausal, and I am angry!
Oh, you are you? A little angry, Alyssa Milano. She says she's looking at California's 4th District to potentially run against Congressman Tom McClintock.
The only genuine relief from the COVID lockdowns is to end the COVID lockdowns. Why is it so hard for some people to understand that?
I don't know. Could you imagine this, Agent Squires? Congresswoman Alyssa Milano getting there and joining the socialist rat pack right there. Of course, Alyssa Milano, best known for Who's the Boss?
I'm the boss. That's how right. About that?
Who's the boss, right? Who's the boss? We're not going to know. We might have Alexandria getting feeling a little pressure because, you know, AOC's famous, but Alyssa Milano was, you know, she was on Melrose Place, right?
I'm premenopausal and I am angry!
I would make that person the boss right there because she sounds the angriest. So here's what Alyssa Milano is thinking, and I'm going to quote her here. She said, I've split my time between Truckee and Bell Canyon, California, and Republicans have basically had a strong arm there in the 4th District. That's like from Lake Tahoe to the foothills of Fresno County here. That's the area. And I guess what Alyssa Milano thinks that she could win that and take it away from Congressman Tom McClintock because she's probably stopped the side of the road a few times at a little honey stand and, you know, can I take a hug and pick? Oh, take it free. Can I just stay right here? My cousin right down there in that trailer, I'm going to call. Can she come? Oh, I'll stay, you know. And people crowded around and she's like, they love me here. I think I could run for Congress here, right?
I'm premenopausal and I am angry.
Okay. Here's what she tweeted out. Congresswoman McClintock is one of the 63 Republicans to oppose Asian hate crime bill. This is my congressman. Should I run against him? I mean, she's like, I mean, what a setup. Here's the person I'm running against. They believe in running over puppies. This is my congressman. Should I run against him? I mean, what a setup she is. Anyhow, that would be, I mean, if that was, if I were Congressman Tom McClintock and that was my competitor, my competition, hey, man, have a Mai Tai and relax. There's no way that area would ever go for that lunatic. I don't even know an area. She is a lunatic and see famous individuals. You know who I think he would have a better chance of winning.
I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat.
Seriously, than Alyssa Milano. There is. Let's move over to the Disney Plus world, right? Disney Plus goes after kids and young teens. I would say that's the target demographic. Am I right with Disney Plus, or is it and adults as well that like Captain America and things of that nature? They have now a gay Captain America, and what they have right now, a supervillain. Their new show called Loki. So you have Disney Plus, don't you? You got rid of it. Okay. Loki. It debuted this Wednesday on Disney Plus, and they're having a gender-fluid Norse god of mischief. Here's what they're doing, and I mean it's all around us. It's just changing, and we've seen it all. And let me tell you about, there is one man who has been fighting it for a long time, and being a libertarian minded conservative, he believes in people having rights. But I got to tell you right now, he is a standard of conservatism in my book. Former presidential candidate, former Texas congressman from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Dr. Ron Paul next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
He's a former presidential candidate, former Texas congressman, founder of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. I'd like to welcome back to the show Dr. Ron Paul. Dr. Paul, good to talk to you again.
Very good, Trevor. Nice to be with you.
Now, Texas, you guys have opened up way before. We're still here on day 448, and Governor Newsom saying even when we're supposed to open on the 15th here, he's going to keep our emergency powers in place.
Well, you know, he should be careful. That could lead to getting a new governor or something like that.
Might lead to a recall or something.
Yeah, that might happen someday. But in the end, I read a couple articles today, as bad as the news generally has been in the last year, there are signs of some of the real strong pessimists saying, you know, there is some good movement out there going in the right direction, more people opening up. But I think that's true, and I'm delighted that that's happening, but I also try to warn people that this isn't over yet. And I think we're winning on the short run. You know, it's so insane on what they're doing, and they're being caught, the opposition's being caught in lies and all these kind of things, and expense and how harmful to kids. All the arguments on our side. But I think that even if they concede, which I think that is what they're doing, because they're, and I do think somebody like Fauci will go eventually because he's so bad, but it also means that they will either get a new virus or they will get a new subject, but they have to keep people scared in order to maintain their power, which is, I think, their ultimate goal.
Yeah, many people out here have that fear that this isn't going to go away. They're not going to give up their control. Well, we have Governor Newsom stating that we're not going to go back to normal. He said that about 8 months ago. When this pandemic is over, we're not going to go back to normal. So I tell everybody, hey, he told us so.
Yeah, that's right.
He did. Well, your son, Senator Rand Paul, going after Fauci in a big way. This lab leak theory, though, is going mainstream. You think it'll go so full mainstream, as you just mentioned, that Fauci might have to go to the unemployment department?
No, he'll go out with a big bonus and a big fanfare. He's been instrumental in the deep state. He's been a real big connection. He always operated under the radar, but I think it's gone to his head now. But no, I think he will have to leave, but I don't imagine he'll leave in what we would consider a disgrace. He's going to leave with a lot of money and a lot of pension fund. But who knows what will happen. It depends on how angry and how many people catch on to what's happening. So I think for you and others, talking about this is very important, because it's amazing how much strength you know, the opposition has had, you know, throughout the country, begging and pleading for the government to undermine our freedoms. And this has been a worldwide event, and yet the event has been the lockdown and the evil of the lockdown, the attack on liberty. At the same time, the event of the virus has to be seriously considered or, thought through because there's a lot of false statements made, a lot of fake news about a bit. But fear was their goal. They seem to accomplish it and achieve that a lot more than they deserve and a lot more than we should have allowed them to do.
I tell you, they were good at it. They were really good at instilling that fear. I tell you, if we could take that same kind of skill and turn it positive, this nation could return to glory. Well, as a talk host, I get emails and people tell me, you're not a scientist, you're not a doctor, you're just a Republican talking point person. Hush up, you don't know anything about science. Well, I get second, third, and fourth opinions. You are a doctor. Dr. Ron Paul, talk to those listeners out there and explain how the effect that you saw the lockdown have.
Well, I think it hasn't even been added up yet. But if you want to look for some of the problems that you're talking about, all you have to do is think about the children. You know, it's always about the children, always about the children. And just think of the medical harm and the financial harm they have done to a whole generation. It's very tragic. And the recovery rate is going to be very, very slow. But no, it's been very damaging. The educational system just froze up, and the medical care has been lousy, and I don't think you heard the last of that. This whole thing that they convinced the people that it was so serious that you didn't have to listen to different scientists instead of the Fauci and find out that rushing through vaccines and experimenting, I think this is experimentation, you know, this RNA type of approach and what they're doing. I think the people who are begging and pleading for these shots and pushing their kids to get that shot, I consider it essentially experimentation, human experimentation, because even the government admits they haven't approved it. And the other disgusting thing about this is a market can handle some of this type of a challenge. Mainly, they should be liable. But what did they do? What was the very first thing they did? The rich pharmaceuticals got protection. They're not liable for it. So they can just spend. The government, the taxpayer pays for the research, the distribution, all of the propaganda, and then they get the vaccines distributed to a large degree. And I was just reading today about, people who are going through the CD, even in the CD records. It's not exactly reassuring of taking this. So I consider the whole issue of the type of vaccine as being very, very bad medicine, and it's been combined with some very, very bad, evil political viewpoints, which probably supersedes, because if you had control of the authoritarians and then you'd force some of these decisions back into the hands of people who are responsible for everything that they do. And one of my thoughts that I've put out on my program all the time is maybe what we ought to consider, since I support it, is, there was a time when the church and state were one and the same, and they finally came up many, many years ago, even though it's not followed precisely, is the separation of church and state. And that's been accepted. Basically, nobody argued, oh, no, we want the church running the state. But I think medicine should be separate from the state. They're probably are some public health efforts that might concede to, but really basically to run the medical care. The first couple of years I was out of medical school, I was in the military, but I would do some moonlighting in emergency room to get further experience and donate some services, and I did it in a Catholic hospital, and I got $3 an hour, and there was no Medicare, no Medicaid. I didn't see people lying around without getting medical care. And then it was in the mid-60s when Medicaid and Medicare came in, and that was the beginning of the end of a good relationship between the doctor and the patient. So I think so much can be handled through a confidence in liberty. And then also in medicine, it would be not to allow the third parties come in. And it started even with the insurance company, and still the insurance company that are the participants in all this managed care. I said back in those days when I started out of medical school, I said, you know, the system essentially charged the least, and there was a lot of charity hospitals, and people weren't left out on the street. Today, everybody gets charged the most because nobody has to look the patient in the eye and say, well, no, get out of here, I want some money. Or what they do is they have third-party payments. So even when the insurance started and subsidized, and the way that was brought about made medicine much worse. That's why we're facing a crisis today. Then you throw in the factor of inflation, which is raising its ugly head right now, is going to make it so that nobody's going to be able to afford medical care, and printing money to distribute medical care just won't work anymore. And yet, what are they doing here with locking down and pretending this is science? And then they argue, oh, no, you said, you challenge that? You say it's fake science? Okay, you lose your job, you're not even like, and the medical profession locks them down and throws them out of the hospital. It's actually absolutely insane on what they do and how they destroy the First Amendment.
The insanity continues. The Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. My guest, Dr. Ron Paul. Dr. Paul, if you've had COVID, do you have, in your professional opinion, antibodies for the rest of the time God keeps you on the planet?
Well, really, and if I've just used the knowledge I had when I left medical school, the question wouldn't even be asked. You know, if you have a disease, you're essentially immune. There's probably always exceptions to different things, but this whole idea that there's a big debate going on, and there's reports all the time. I think I read something this morning. There were such and such number of new cases, and they all were vaccinated. You know, and that should wake up some people. And, you know, in a way, in spite of the how powerful the enemy is, a lot of people are waking up, and they're joining us in at least asking questions. But, you know, it's easy to get frightened. It's easy to accept the promises of the authoritarians, we're going to take care of you. But it's very difficult and very tedious to get people to reverse their thinking and go to the point where we don't want their services because they're not based on science.
Well, we've seen it all play itself out. And right now, Alameda County, you know, you're saying the truth is rising. People are at least joining us and asking questions. One of our counties here, Alameda County, cut their death rates by 25%. Can you imagine how many thousands, if not tens of thousands of instances around the world where that's the case?
Oh, it has to be, and eventually will be measured, and somebody will, you know, in the decades to come, probably add it up. But even the preliminary, information now, it's waking up people. So that's the main thing that we have to do, and there are some good ones even from the very beginning. People who knew a lot more about virology than I do, were very much on our side of trying to get to the bottom of this. And even those ones that may be on our side and have a different opinion than CDC, they don't come across as saying, well, we know the absolute truth, da-da-da, and, you know, this sort of thing. It isn't easy because people have been terrorized. So Daniel and I will always qualify, you know, that there are some serious problems out there, but they're not taken care of through the bureaucracy and spending more money and rushing through vaccines. That it's a different issue, but they had it, and I think this is going to fade because what they said, that if you don't go with us, that means you don't care about the kids. You want them all to get sick and die. And I think most people now, you see the gatherings of parents, especially mothers, getting to going to some of these meetings and things, and they're knowledgeable now, so they're getting some good information somewhere. So as bad as the internet is, there's still a source of information there that we have to use when we can.
Did you by chance hear the Arab Christian mom in New York State go off for about 12 minutes on that school board?
Oh, boy, yeah.
I was going to go get snippets to play on the show, but I couldn't stop. I just had to. I played the whole thing. I said, this is what parents need to hear.
And you can tell people who were, say, in the middle and just happened to come across this, the first thing that would strike them, that struck you and me, was she's authentic. She's not making this up. And she's talking not only from the side of science, but from her heart as well. And it wasn't propaganda. When the bureaucrat talks, I think most people realize that they're not telling us the truth. One time after a debate, somebody came up and they were praising me for standing up for the Constitution, all the things, and I was pleased with their positive attitude. And I said, yeah, but so-and-so said the same thing, and he was in the debate. I said, why aren't you talking to him? He says, well, we didn't believe him. So I think in politics they can say the same thing, but I think people are a lot smarter than most of us realize, that they can sort this all out. It just takes a long time, and propaganda is powerful, and people go along and are too careless with it. But when it gets bad, people begin to wake up, but it's a lot slower than when they're put to sleep with some government-directed drug, and that's where this propaganda is like a drug.
You know, I still see it. I see individuals outside by themselves with a face mask on. Now that we're hitting summer and high temperatures, I can't blame them because of the air quality, but we've been seeing it for the last year, the propaganda. Well, Dr. Ron Paul, thank you so much. And tell everybody out here with the Institute for Peace and Prosperity how they can hear your shows.
Very good. Our show is alive and well, and our numbers were growing very significantly until we became suspect that we don't get the circulation that other videos get on YouTube, or the way I used to be able to get it. But we're there, and I hope we can keep doing it and have another option. We have to. It's RonPaulLibertyReport.com. And we live stream at 11 a.m. Central Time.
11 a.m. Central. Dr. Ron Paul, God bless you, sir. Keep fighting the good fight from the good state of Texas. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Trevor. Nice to talk to you.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You heard Dr. Ron Paul right there say, if you have had COVID, should you get the vaccine? He said that's a question he wouldn't even have asked out of medical school. If you've had a virus, you have immunities to it. We've been told, I mean, if that is actually, those of you in the medical field out there, whether you're a nurse, a medical technician, you've had some kind of training all the way up to a doctor, a physician, a scientist, is he correct? Are you going to say that he's wrong? So if he's incorrect, please show me where. Please, somebody step up, show the science. There's a study from the Cleveland Clinic, and it's one of the top hospitals in the nation. I mean, people go there from all over the world. They got their own freeway, big exit sign on the freeway there in Cleveland, right to the Cleveland Clinic. Their study showed no need to vaccinate anyone who's previously recovered from COVID. They said the vaccination provides no additional benefits. It's not my, I'm the messenger. I don't know anything about this. I just research, find it. Find headlines, see this, see that, follow certain people that actually know what they're talking about. And if you're going to say the Cleveland Clinic does not, you're going to say something that a lot of people in the medical world and those that know of the medical world would disagree. Their conclusion, individuals who have had SARS-CoV-2 infection are unlikely to benefit from COVID-19 vaccinations, and vaccines can be safely prioritized to those who have not been infected before. That's their opinion. My opinion was we're going to have a two-tier society, and you want some proof? You want some science on that? The Foo Fighters will play for up to 20,000 concert goers at Madison Square Garden. They're ready to rock and roll again. Yeah, with Grohl of the Foo Fighters. Watch, every time you see him, his beard, you'll see it. Look right below the beard. I mean, every time, please notice his upside-down cross. For real. Notice it. It's right there. So it'll be on stage June 20th, their first show in more than 460 days. And they're going to play to 20,000. Oh, vaccinated.
We need to get vaccinated.
20,000 concert goers. But what's that, their ticket taker?
We need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, vaccinated members only. First 100% capacity, 20,000 seat since this began 448 days ago. So in that two-tier society, if you don't believe it, there it is. There's two-tier society for you right there on display. And we've seen it all. But you know what? We can be rest assured that this administration's working on the border. Our former girl from California.
Democratic Congressman Cuellar has a border district has said to the, you and the president, come. You need,
to
see this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border. And I haven't been to Europe. And I care about what's happening at the border.
Come on, man.
And
come on, man.
I don't even know what I'm having for dinner.
Okay.
This was a little controversial in San Francisco.
It's a hot mess.
There she is, the cackler. Hey, tomorrow we got a real good positive story right here in our area. California. They picked the educator of the year. Where'd it come from? Clovis, right here. We're going to have the Clovis High School teacher that won in studio. Hey, thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do all that tomorrow at 3. Girardi's next. Have yourself a great evening.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.